to...
What is up? Greetings, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and high blood pressure and obesity and skin diseases like acne and psoriasis and eczema and rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may say that's a miracle, this renewing system, this healing system, this regenerating system that's built into the human body is really business as usual. It is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we want to hear from you on The Bright Side. We welcome your phone calls at 866-582-9933. Get on board early. The phone lines fill up quickly, 866-582-9933. If you have questions about the longevity products, formulations, skincare ingredients, if you've heard about an ingredient, you heard about a medication, you've heard about a nutritional supplement, but you want some clarification, we want to hear from you. If you have a success story, if you want to contribute to the conversation, 866-582-9933. Is your number. If you want to learn more about the longevity products or purchase any of the products you hear us talk about on the program, head over to brightsideben.com, take a peek at the shopping cart, take a specially long look at the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder that you add to water and drink. It's loaded with nutrients, vitamins A, C, D, E, K, the B complex for your brain and for your mood and for your blood pressure. We've been talking about mental health issues, and there's no nutrient more important than the B complex. You'll find lots of the B complex in the Tangy Tangerine, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, as well as amino acids, fruit and vegetables, calcium, MSM, zinc, selenium, truly a cornucopia of nutrients for $50 a canister. What are you waiting for if you haven't tried this stuff yet? Most folks will notice results in one or two doses. It's especially effective if you're dealing with digestive problems. It's especially effective for older folks. It's especially effective for kids because it tastes great. Beyond Tangy Tangerine, you can find out all about it at brightsideben.com. You can also call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. All right, I want to continue just a little bit more talking about mental health and ways to deal with depression from a non-pharmaceutical perspective and to help get you off SSRI drugs if you happen to be on Zoloft or Prozac or Effexor and you want to get off of them, or if you know somebody on these SSRI drugs and you want to help them get off of them. I want to give you the top seven ways to deal with mental health issues, the top seven ways to wean yourself off of SSRI drugs, the top seven ways to help build your own serotonin naturally. But first, let's do a real quick summary of what you want to be thinking about when you think of serotonin. Unlike the happy hormone that we hear about on commercials and television shows and from talking head doctors, when you think serotonin, you want to think stress management. Think daytime awareness. Think vigilance. From an evolutionary standpoint, elevations in serotonin tell the brain it's summertime. Serotonin is activated by light and the sun. And there's obviously more light and there's more sun in the summertime. And a specific kind of light, blue light, higher amounts of blue light in the summertime, higher amounts of blue light in the daytime. And blue light is especially important for helping build serotonin. Summertime to the brain means hunting. Summertime to the brain means mating. And both of these require focus and concentration and alertness and awareness. If you're not vigilant and you're not aware on the African savannah in the summertime, you are not going to be an effective hunter, you're not going to be an effective breeder, and you're probably not going to be alive for very long either. So serotonin is critically, critically important, especially in the summertime. Think digestive system when you think serotonin. 90% of the serotonin in your body is made in your digestive tract, specifically in digestive stress cells. If you've ever had stage fright or butterflies in your stomach or cramping or loose stools that are associated with fear, diarrhea, expulsion, you have experienced serotonin. You've experienced what serotonin does to the digestive tract. Serotonin helps you expel poisons out of the body, toxins out of the body. Serotonin regulates the vomit reflex. Serotonin is an emergency hormone. It helps us in emergencies, such as poisoning in the digestive tract. Think circulatory system when you think serotonin. After the digestive system, the next most abundant place to find serotonin is in something called platelets. Platelets are little tiny cell fragments, fragments of red blood cells. Platelets means little plates, because under a microscope, these things look like little plates. Platelets are important for keeping bleeding and hemorrhaging under control. That means blood clotting, and that means a clamping down on circulatory vessels. Platelets are loaded with serotonin. Serotonin means tightening the blood. It was first discovered. Serotonin was first discovered in platelets, hence the name serotonin, because of the effect that serotonin and platelets have on blood clotting and clamping down on circulatory vessels, which is another way of saying high blood pressure or hypertension. Think sugar when you think serotonin. Carbohydrates increase serotonin production, and serotonin levels will match your insulin levels. Over time, high serotonin, or taking drugs that artificially, pharmacologically keep serotonin levels artificially high, mean diabetes, mean insulin resistance, hypoglycemia, and cravings for sugary foods, cravings for carbohydrates. A study that was published last April in the American Journal of Psychiatry showed that taking SSRIs for more than 2 years was associated with an up to 84% increase in the risk for diabetes, which will come as no surprise to you if you've been listening to The Bright Side for the last couple of weeks, because we've been talking about this intimate relationship that serotonin has to sugar and low blood sugar. So serotonin, far from being the happy, blissful, all is wonderful hormone that it's portrayed as, is a wakefulness substance that keeps us on our toes, keeps us able to handle the ups and downs of daily life. Classic mental and emotional signs of a messed up serotonin system, too much serotonin, the kind of levels that you get from artificially manipulating your serotonin levels with SSRIs, the classic mental and emotional signs of a messed up serotonin level include withdrawal from interactions and relationships, immobility, the freeze response, defensiveness, paranoia, all of which are associated with serotonin's main role of helping us handle the day-to-day ups and downs, vicissitudes of daytime life, of waking life. All of the effects of serotonin are antagonized by melatonin. And if you've ever taken a melatonin and you ever experienced that relaxing, kind of groggy, sleepy feeling, you have experienced the exact opposite biochemical qualities of serotonin. So if you want to know what serotonin is about, just take some melatonin, experience what melatonin is like, and the opposite is going to be serotonin's effects. And last, but most certainly not least, this is very, very important if you're dealing with SSRIs, if you're on Prozac or Zoloft or Effexor or Cymbalta or any of these SSRI drugs, serotonin is a well-known mitogen. Mitogen is a fancy way of saying it promotes the division of cells. If you're predisposed, that means growth, that means cysts, that means a promotion of tumors, and ultimately that even means cancer. Yes, messing around with your serotonin levels is a great way to up your odds of getting cancer, of getting tumors, and of getting growths and cysts, because serotonin upregulates cell division. Do you really still want to be on that SSRI drug? Do you really still want to be on that pharmacological Frankenstein monster that poisons the body's ability to lower and reduce the effects of serotonin? I don't think so. Which brings us to the top 7 ways to keep our serotonin machinery running smoothly and to help wean you off SSRI drugs if you're one of the unfortunate millions of Americans who's on Zoloft, Effexor, Prozac, or any other SSRI. I'll tell you, we'll start talking about that when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. 866-582-9933 is our number. We'll be back after this.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take Pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We're back on The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. 866-582-9933 is our number today. For you guys out in the Bay Area, I'll be doing a talk with Dr. Wallach and Dr. Corey Gold this Sunday at the Portuguese Hall. You could find out all about it at ksco.com. You want to sign up. It doesn't cost anything, but the room only holds, I think, 400 or 500 people, and we're expecting a full house. So if you're out in the Bay Area, Monterey, Santa Cruz, San Francisco, Marin, wherever out there you want to come down, we got some folks coming up from San Diego and Los Angeles as well. Get over to KSCO.com and sign up for, put your name in there and your email, and they just, I don't know what they're going to do with it, but they'll keep records somehow, and hopefully we'll get to see you guys on the 27th of January at 2 o'clock at Portuguese Hall. Go to KSCO.com if you want more details. If you want to learn more about the Ingevity products, you can go to my website, brightsideben.com. You can either purchase products off the website, or you can click the Join the Team link on the upper left-hand corner of the page. If you want to join me in my mission to help educate the world about how important a nutritional supplement program can be, if you want to start a longevity business, make some money selling longevity products, or if you simply want to get your products at the wholesale price, go over to brightsideben.com. You can also call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. All right, so if you're on Zoloft or you're on Prozac or an SSRI drug, or you just want to improve your mental health, there's a lot of things that you can do. There's a lot of things you can do to wean yourself off these medications. There's a lot of things you can do to help beef up or improve your body's ability, your brain's ability to make serotonin. Yesterday we talked about protein and its importance for stabilizing brain chemistry. When it comes to serotonin, it's important to remember that there's a very, very important relationship. There's a key relationship between protein and serotonin. Yes, eating carbohydrates, eating sugar is one way that we self-medicate to increase our serotonin levels, but serotonin is really a type of protein. It's actually an amino acid derivative. It's a type of tryptophan. Tryptophan is an essential amino acid. You got to eat it. It isn't going to be made by your body. And serotonin can actually be thought of as a type of tryptophan. It's one or two little tiny modifications from tryptophan. You could think of it as tryptophan. Tryptophan A, you can call it, or tryptophan 1, you can call it. So basically, serotonin is tryptophan, and tryptophan comes from your food, from your diet. So you better be eating this stuff, people. You better be eating tryptophan-containing foods, protein kinds of foods that contain tryptophan. Most foods are going to give you some protein. Even fruits and vegetables have protein value. But for super high concentrations of tryptophan, you're going to need to eat really rich, dense protein foods. Fruits and vegetables, sure. If you're a vegetarian, you're going to get protein from your broccoli, and you'll get it from your asparagus, and you'll get it from your watermelon, probably. Not that much from your watermelon, but you'll get it from certain fruits, and you'll get it from vegetables. But if you really want to get a lot of tryptophan, you need to have high protein foods, dairy, eggs, organ meats. Yesterday I was ripping on steak a little bit, ripping on steak and burgers, and I got a couple of letters from meat lovers who pointed out that there is some nutritional value to meat, and indeed there is. Minerals, vitamins, iron, you're definitely going to get good stuff from meat. I'm not saying that, you know, I personally don't eat it, but I'm not saying there's no value in there. There's value to steak, there's value to burgers, but it's just not as much value as you would think, and the fact that we're cooking our steaks and cooking our burgers really, really messes them up. Plus, if you're indulging in restaurant meat, restaurant burgers, restaurant steaks, supermarket burgers and steaks, you're going to be contending with hormones and antibiotics that are given to these factory-farmed animals. Look, I'm not oblivious to the fact that human beings are opportunistic eaters, that we will eat anything. Humans and rats are the two opportunistic feeders in the animal kingdom. Humans and rats. We're in good company. Both humans and rats will eat anything. Whatever we'll eat. If we're hungry, we'll eat it. So we are opportunistic. We are omnivores. That means we'll eat everything. We'll eat meat. We'll eat dairy. We'll eat vegetables. We'll eat anything. We've got a digestive tract and teeth that are fully capable of utilizing lots of different forms of food, including meat. It's just the way that most animals are processed that presents the problems. And by the way, folks, if you are a meat lover, here's a question for you. If you really think that you love steak and you love burgers so much, why don't you try eating a steak or eating a hamburger that has had all the fat cooked out of it? How delicious do you think that's going to be? Take your burger and just grill the heck out of it until there's no fat left on it, or take your steak and just burn the heck out of it until there's no fat left on it. You think that's going to be tasty or delicious? No, it's going to taste awful. Nobody likes dry meat. Nobody likes dry burgers. Could it be that it is really the fat that we love, or maybe a combination of the fat and the protein that makes steak and hamburgers sound so yummy and so delicious? Go get yourself some Udo's blend or some kind of liquid oil. Go get some coconut oil maybe, and take down 4 ounces or 8 ounces of the stuff, and then go see how much you want a burger after you've ingested that kind of fat. I'm guessing that after you chug down 4 ounces or 8 ounces of fat, whether it's coconut oil or liquid fat like Udo's Blend or butter or any kind of oil, you're probably not going to think that a greasy hamburger tastes all that delicious. In any case, if you like meat, if you really got to have meat, go grass-fed, go hormone-free, go antibiotic-free. It's going to cost you a little bit more money. Just eat less. Spend more, eat less. And don't overcook your meat. There's a big problem with cooked protein, cooked meat protein. We talked about HCAs and cancer, heterocyclic amines and cancer. These products, these byproducts of burning meat. Everybody likes their meat charbroiled, but that charbroil can be thought of as cancer-causing substances. And by the way, use cheaper, tougher cuts of meat sometimes. Mix in some of these cheaper, tougher cuts of cartilage-rich meat in addition to the more tender, juicier meats. The tender, juicier meats, those are going to have more tryptophan in them, but the tougher cuts of meat, that has connective tissue. Connective tissue is what makes these cuts of meats tougher, and the connective tissue is where you will find the building amino acids, the amino acids that help you build bone, the amino acids that help you build connective tissue, the amino acids that are important for your circulatory system and your blood, the amino acids that are important for your digestive tract. Those are found in the tougher cuts of meat. You know how we always say that the body is made up of raisins and bread? I call them raisins and bread, but really cells and extracellular matrix. The whole body can be thought of like raisin bread, cells and the stuff around the cells. Extracellular matrix, it's called. I like to use the analogy of raisins and bread. Well, if you take a piece of steak is nothing more than a body of a cow. If you take a piece of steak, that piece of steak is just like your body. It's made up of two sections or two compartments, raisins and bread, cells and extracellular matrix. The cells are the meaty part of your steak, and the bread or the extracellular matrix is the connective tissue, the outside part. The meaty part is going to give you the tryptophan. The tougher part of your meat is going to give you the glycine and the proline. These are the building amino acids, the stuff that helps you make connective tissue. So if you're going to eat meat, mix in the tougher cuts with the softer cuts. And slow cook these tougher cuts. Stew them. You don't want to burn them. You want to stew them slowly. You want to make the connective tissue softer and more edible via slow cooking. Most of the problems associated with meat, with eating meat, are not most, but many of the problems come from grilling and broiling, and these are the HCAs, the heterocyclic amines that we talked about. If you really must barbecue or grill, and it's definitely not the best way to cook your meat from a health perspective, but if you have to barbecue or have to grill, use onions, use garlic, use cilantro, use other spices and vegetables with your meats. These kind of spices and vegetables are rich sources of selenium and sulfur and vitamins that have anti-cancer effects and can protect you from these HCAs. Same with mushrooms, which can be particularly good for fighting cancer for the immune system. All right, got so much more to talk about here. We'll take your phone calls as well and come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We're back on the bright side. I'm pharmacist Ben. 866-582-9933 is our number. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products you hear us talk about or join the Bright Side Ben team, head over to brightsideben.com and you can order products right off the website, or you can click on the join the team link on the upper left-hand corner of the page, or you can always call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. All right, so there's so many different things that you can do to upregulate your serotonin system without having to deal with drugs, without having to deal with doctors, without having to deal with insurance companies, without having to deal with pharmacies or Obamacare or any other medical representatives. Number one, you want to make sure that you're getting enough protein, but there's lots more things that you can do. And I think we'll hold off on some of these other mechanisms, some of these other strategies for improving your serotonin functioning until our next Bright Side episode. So if you are interested in getting off your SSRI drugs, or if you're not feeling as mentally well as you think you might, if you're experiencing some of the signs of low serotonin, you're going to want to tune into our next Bright Side episode as we continue talking about the top 7 ways to naturally increase serotonin. All right, 866-582-9933 is our phone number today. Time to hit the phones. Let's welcome Randy from Mississippi to the Bright Side. What's going on, Randy?
Hey, Ben. I'm calling in for a friend. He's 82 years old, and he's having prostate challenges for quite a few years now, and he has a catheter. He's trying a new product called Prostate 5LX, and...
Okay. I'm not a big believer in these prostate products. They're just, well, I don't want to get off too much on a tangent here, but I'm just, we'll just say I'm not a big believer in these prostate products. I like working on the health of the body. And that's the thing about these formulas. I'm not sure if we talked about this on the program, but I talk about it all the time when I do my presentations and when I'm talking to clients and patients. These targeted formulas, when you purchase these targeted formulas at the expense of taking care of the rest of your body, it's like trying to fix the leaves on a tree when you have a rotting set of roots and dirty, polluted soil. You know, if you got lousy soil and you got lousy roots and you got a tree that's falling apart, and of course the leaves are going to be diseased, how much good is it going to do to fix your leaves? Are you going to spray nutrition on the leaves? Are you going to spray water on the leaves when the soils are and the roots are rotting? Does that make sense? Of course not. That's the way I look at these targeted formulas for the prostate. So first of all, Randy, what's the deal? What kind of prostate problems does he have? You say prostate challenges, not cancer, I take it, right?
He didn't say it was. He's wearing a catheter. He's been chasing his prostate challenge for a long time. He says he doesn't have a challenge with urinating like normal.
All right, well, let's just talk real quick about the prostate. There's three main prostate diseases. You have prostate cancer, and we're going to assume he's not dealing with prostate cancer, although I will tell you that upon autopsy, we find that a lot of people have prostate cancer and didn't even know they had prostate cancer. So if somebody's out there freaked out because they may have prostate cancer, don't freak out. The body can handle prostate cancer, and many people die without even knowing they had prostate cancer, and sometimes they could have had it for decades. So prostate cancer is the one type of prostate disorder. The other two kinds are prostatitis, which is an inflammatory kind of prostate issue, and the most common kind of prostate disease that I see is something called BPH. Which stands for benign prostatic hypertrophy. It tends to happen in older people. The fact that he says he doesn't have urination problems is a little bit unusual, because usually when people have BPH, they do have urination problems. Does he say he's not going to the bathroom a lot, or he says he doesn't have problems?
He says he has prostate challenges, but in his case, he's not having a problem going to the bathroom.
No, it's not problems going to the bathroom. It's going to the bathroom too much.
Yeah.
He doesn't have that issue.
Correct.
Okay, well, that's a little strange, because typically for older folks, that's what's going to be the problem. So either way, the issue with the prostate, whether it's a prostatitis or whether it is a BPH or even if it's prostate cancer, what you're dealing with is an inflammatory disorder. This is the same thing that happens if you have arthritis, conjunctivitis, heart disease, diabetes. Pretty much any health issue that you're dealing with is going to have its base in some kind of inflammatory disorder. That's step number one. Does that make sense so far, Randy? Inflammation.
Sure.
Okay. So the second thing we want to do is we want to figure out this whole inflammatory system. Inflammation is the way the immune system shows up. You don't know that you have an immune, some kind of immune system activation unless you have inflammation. So inflammation is the manifestation, the visible appearance of an activated immune system. The immune system is the defense system. So inflammation means the body's defenses have been activated. So if he has some kind of inflammation in the prostate, something has activated the defenses. Now, there's only three different places that the defense system can get activated. It can get activated through the skin. That doesn't happen very often. It can get activated through the respiratory system. That happens occasionally. But by far and away, the most common place for the inflammatory system, the immune system, the defense system to get activated is food. So the first thing you always want to do when you have any kind of inflammatory disorder, which is pretty much all diseases, all degenerative diseases, the first thing is you want to address the diet, eliminating any kind of problem foods. You can just eliminate all the bad foods, like the processed flours, the fried foods.
foods, the trans fatty acids, all that kind of stuff, and stick to whole foods, stick to vegetables, stick to protein rather than sugar. You can do it that way, or you can do the food diary thing where you keep a little food diary where you write down all the things you eat and write down how your digestive system responds to specific foods and then eliminate foods that create problems. Either way, you want to focus on eliminating problem foods. That's step number one. Step number two is you can start to take in anti-inflammatory nutrients. Actually, before you even do that, I should tell you, step number two is nutrients for the digestive system. Now, for prostatitis or for BPH, digestive enzymes can be very, very helpful for two reasons. Number one, actually for all inflammatory disorders, digestive enzymes can be very helpful. Number one, they will be important for helping, obviously, digest the food. They're called digestive enzymes. So I'd be using the ultimate enzymes after meals. Make sure you take a little apple cider, make sure he takes a little apple cider vinegar with them. And then have him use the ultimate enzymes on an empty stomach between his meals. If you take the ultimate enzymes between meals, they will act as anti-inflammatory, and that alone can make a big difference on the prostate. Then there's nutrients that you can take that are specific for inflammation. Vitamin C is powerfully anti-inflammatory, and it's wonderful for the prostate. I'd be getting on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine right away. You can also take a little bit extra vitamin C. You'll get around 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C per scoop of the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. I think it's one scoop or two scoops. Either one or two scoops. 1,000 milligrams on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. But you can take a little bit more vitamin C. It wouldn't hurt him. Vitamin E is super, super, super important for all inflammation, but especially for the prostate. 400 IU a day. Look for mixed tocopherols if you want to go all out. You could find that at a health food store. The OPC Selenium, the Ultimate Selenium from Longevity, also very important for the prostate. Around 400 micrograms a day is a good place to be. Let's see, essential fatty acids, the EFA, ultimate EFAs, very nice for the prostate, especially omega-3 fatty acids. Have him take three times a day after meals, and especially make sure he's using the digestive enzymes and apple cider vinegar with the ultimate EFAs. There's a couple more important supplements that you're going to want to know about for the prostate, so hang tight, Randy. We'll finish up when we come back from our break. If you're on hold, stay tight. We'll try to get to all you guys today. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back after this.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze-Dry Guy.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, we're back on the bright side. Randy, you there, buddy?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so food number one, look for avoiding inflammatory food. It's going to be tough to do with an 82-year-old guy who's been probably eating inflammatory food for 82 years, but that's the first thing you want to do. Up the protein. If you have a hard time weaning them away from sugar and bread and pasta, which can be pro-inflammatory, all sugar foods are pro-inflammatory. If you have a hard time weaning him or if he doesn't want to wean himself off those, up the protein. Get him on some whey protein if he can handle that. If he has a hard time with the fats, he loves his french fries or his potato chips or his fried foods, get him on the ultimate EFAs, have him do 9 a day. He should be on the ultimate EFAs anyway, and take those at the end of meals, 3 of them at the end of meals with the enzymes and with the apple cider vinegar. You're going to use the enzymes in the middle of the day. They're wonderfully anti-inflammatory. Selenium is a neat product for the prostate. It's very important for anti-cancer. Selenium is super, mega important as a supplement. By the way, the Longevity's got a neat product called the Ultimate Prost FX. And the Prost FX has 100 micrograms of selenium in each capsule. I think it's in one capsule, 100 micrograms of selenium. So if you don't want to do the OPC or the Ultimate Selenium, get him on the Prost FX because then he's going to get a few other supplements. He'll get some saw palmetto in there and some pygium and a little tiny bit of zinc, which is also very important for the prostate. I'd be using 50 milligrams of zinc picolinate. In fact, everybody should be using zinc picolinate, but especially if you have any kind of reproductive health issues or if you have prostate problems, zinc is very, very, very important. And then there's something called beta-cytosterol, which you don't hear a lot about, but it's wonderful for the prostate. And that's spelled B-E-T-A, the second word, cytosterol, C-Y-T-O-S-T-E-R-O-L, around 300 to 330 milligrams every day of the beta-cytosterol. I'll tell you what, if he does everything that I just said, and there's probably more that you could do as well, saw palmetto sometimes helps people. And then amino acids can also be helpful. Glycine can be helpful, which, by the way, you'll find in the Prost FX. But if he does everything that I just said, Randy, he should start to notice results within a couple of weeks. Certainly within a month, he'll start to notice that he's feeling better and that he's having less prostate problems. And why is he on a catheter, by the way, if he doesn't have any problems urinating?
That was the question I proposed to him, and he said, yeah, he couldn't explain it.
Yeah, no, I'll tell you what. It sounds like BPH to me, and it does sound like he – It sounds like benign prostatic hypertrophy. We'll put it that way. Most older folks, that's what they're dealing with, BPH issues. But that's a ton of good information. Oh, yeah, don't forget the vitamin C. Very, very important for prostate health and very, very important as an anti-inflammatory, as is the vitamin E. In fact, vitamin C, vitamin E, and selenium all work together. They're like the three musketeers, vitamin C, vitamin E, and selenium. And if you really, really want to go all out, throw in some alpha-lipoic acid, around 200 milligrams a day. That also works with the three musketeers, the vitamin C, the vitamin E, and the selenium. Hope we helped you out, Randy. Thank you so much for your call, buddy. Have a good day. All right, lost Randy there. Okay, let's go to Kim in Florida. What's going on, Kim?
Oh, thank you, Ben, for your wonderful work. I've got a bad head cold, but I hope you can understand me.
Sure.
On the zinc, quickly, I buy the zinc picolinate like you recommend, but it's 30 milligrams. So can I take two of those to equal 60?
Sure. Take two of them, and then you can skip a day with the zinc every once in a while. But two a day is fine. 60 is good.
And take them separately?
Separately from what?
Take 30 in the morning. And
no, you can
night.
Take 60 all at once. You could do it that way. Yeah, you could do it that way. Yeah. But you could take them all at once, both at one time. Take them with some oil. Take them with some fatty food.
Okay.
And take them with it with a little apple cider vinegar. Try not to take it too close to any kind of fibery foods, because the fiber may compromise how well you absorb the zinc. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead. One last thing, Kim. I'm sorry. You always want copper with your zinc. I forgot to say that to Randy. Around 2 to 4 milligrams of copper with your 50 milligrams and 60 milligrams of zinc. Sorry about that, Kim. Go ahead.
Okay. The other thing is the serotonin. A family relative of mine has been on this formula, this natural serotonin with other stuff in it, like 5-HTP and other stuff. Is that okay to take?
Without knowing everything that's in there, I can't tell you, but I can tell you 5-HTP is awesome stuff, and we're going to be talking about that next week as one of our top 7 ways to help make serotonin. Yes, 5-HTP is stupendously important. 5-HTP is basically serotonin. It's slightly different, but your brain can convert the 5-HTP very effectively into serotonin. And yes, indeed, it is a wonderful supplement to take, and we will be talking about 5-HTP. It's one of my favorite supplements. We will be talking about that next week. So, yeah, continue on with that, absolutely.
Serotonin is the main ingredient, and she's been on it for 2 years. She doesn't seem to be doing that good. She's thinking about getting off of it and getting on melatonin instead.
Well, I don't want to tell you that. First of all, you can't eat serotonin. Serotonin is found in fruits. Serotonin is found in vegetables. Serotonin is found in everything that's alive, whether it's a yeast or a bacteria or a fungus or a asparagus or a broccoli or an apple or anything. Serotonin is found in every living cell on the planet. It's maybe the most fundamental and ancient biochemical on Earth. But you can't get serotonin into your brain by eating it. You have a wall between your blood and your brain. It's actually called the blood-brain barrier. And serotonin does not cross the blood-brain barrier. So you eat your serotonin, it goes into your blood through your digestive system, but it isn't going to get into the brain. Not everything gets into the brain. You know, we always talk about how the blood is sacred space. Well, the brain is even more sacred space, and there's a wall between the blood and the brain that very few things can cross. Certainly serotonin that you eat is not going to get into the brain. However, 5-HTP will, and melatonin will. And melatonin is a much better choice anyway, as you've been probably, if you've been listening to the program the last couple of weeks, melatonin is much more of an anti-anxiety agent than serotonin is. So yeah, she'd be better off doing melatonin, although you want to do melatonin at night because it's going to make her a little groggy and sleepy. But she's not going to get any serotonin into her brain by eating it or taking it as a supplement. I never heard of a supplement with straight serotonin. Are you sure that's correct?
I'm sorry. Monday's show, you're going to address ways to get natural serotonin, right?
Our next Brightside episode, we're going to continue talking about the 7 top ways to improve serotonin. And we talked about one already today, and that's protein, but we will talk about the rest of them. It'll be for a few days next week. And then 5-HTP, that's a little clue for you. 5-HTP is going to be one of those.
Make sure she listens. Thank you. And please notify us if you come to Florida. We'll be there.
Oh, that's awesome, Kim. Thanks so much for your support, and I appreciate it. And thanks for your call. Take care. Okay, 866-582-9933. Chris in Kentucky, welcome to the Bright Side. What's going on, buddy?
Hi, I was calling about a neighbor friend of mine. Her daughter's 6 years old, but 35 pounds, underweight, really small. She has bilateral atresia, and just wanted to see what you would suggest.
Now, did she have it from birth?
Birth.
Biliary atresia, she was born with it?
Yeah, and she had surgery when she was really small.
She already had the surgery.
Yes.
Okay, so I assume it was a successful surgery. The biliary atresia is a blockage in the ducts that run from the liver to the gallbladder that carry bile. Bile is made in the liver. Bile is very important for processing fats. Bile is very important for clearing out toxins and poisons out of the body and dumping them out into the stool. And bile circulates from the liver to the gallbladder to the small intestine, back to the liver, back to the gallbladder, back to the small intestine, back to the liver, back to the gallbladder, back to the small intestine. It does this little circle. From the liver to the gallbladder, it runs through ducts. Actually, from the liver to the small intestine, it runs through ducts. Those are called bile ducts. Biliary atresia is when these bile ducts get messed up. Now, it can happen from birth. You can have a mechanical problem. It can also be an inflammatory issue. If they did surgery, they usually correct that. I'm assuming that it was a successful surgery. So there's a couple things that you're going to want to do to help support the bile system. Number one.
Well, her numbers are starting to run back up, and they're talking future liver transplant. So
her numbers are starting. What numbers are you talking about?
I don't have everything in front of me.
Okay. In other words, she's starting to degenerate.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, pediatric liver transplants are basically, you know, they do. That's the way you treat biliary atresia if surgery is not successful. So I understand that, but it's not something that you want her to have to do if she can avoid it. So a couple of things here, if it's possible, and I don't know how far along she is, but if it's possible, here's a couple ideas for you. Number one, when she's eating fatty meals, small amounts of fats, very very tiny amounts of fats. Use lecithin with the meals. Have her get on a little bit of lecithin with her meals. Make sure she's getting her fatty vitamins. She runs higher risks for deficiencies in fatty vitamins as well as risks for deficiencies in nutrients from fats. It does sound like she's malnourished. She's only 35 pounds. Hey, can you give me a call maybe Monday, or can you send me an email? Because I got lots more I want to tell you, if that's okay. Send me an email, ben@ksco.com. All right, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much, friends, for joining us. I will be in Santa Cruz with Doc Wallach and Corey Gold, Dr. Corey Gold, this Sunday, January 27th. Hope to see all my Bay Area friends out there. If you want to learn more about the Longevity products, head over to brightsideben.com. Click on the Join the Team link. On our next program, we'll continue talking about the top ways to help improve serotonin levels. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on Most of These Stations. We will talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.